Former Sturgeon County land will become part of St. Albert in the new year thanks to a green light from the province. Approved by the Government of Alberta through an order on December 8, the 1,558 hectares of land will officially become part of St. Albert on January 1, 2022. The decision follows 4 years of negotiation between Sturgeon County and St. Albert, and will give the city 45 years of growing room. St. Albert Mayor Kathy Herron extended her appreciation to both the city's and county's council and administration in a press release sent out December 10. I look forward to welcoming our new residents on January 1, 2022, and to ongoing collaboration with our neighbors to the north, Herron said in the release. St. Albert formally announced its intent to annex land from Sturgeon County in 2017. Originally, the area in question was larger, about 2,180 hectares of land, but sections of land in the southwest, northwest, and northeast parts of the proposed annex area were dropped due to the price it would cost to service them. Additionally, the county requested to keep the northwest lands to address needs around non-residential growth and drainage. Now that transfer of the 1,558 hectares will be official as of 2022, St. Albert is looking to develop the newly annexed land in accordance with the Edmonton Metropolitan Region Board's growth plan. The plan outlines rules for cities to build dense developments while preserving agricultural land. During a public meeting over Zoom at the beginning of December, Lindsay Francis, senior planner for the city, described the city's goal of bringing a higher volume of business to the area. Within St. Albert's existing boundaries and corresponding municipal development plan, MDP, priority areas for growth include intensification along St. Albert Trail and downtown, as well as new growth in the west area of St. Albert. For the annexation land, Francis said the city will prioritize the northeast section for development over the west annexation land, which spans the area northwest of St. Albert, divided at the midway point between Range Road 255 and St. Albert Trail. Amendments to St. Albert's Municipal Development Plan addressing plans for the annexation land are set to come before council in the new year. Sturgeon County Mayor Alana Natiu said she is pleased to be at the end of the long process in the December 10 press release. I thank everyone in both municipalities for their time and effort, Natiu said in the release, and addressed Sturgeon County's soon-to-be former residents. Though you will no longer be an official part of Sturgeon County, we will always value you as our friends and neighbors and as part of our community's rich history, Natiu said. Residents affected by the annexation can find additional information about the transition on St. Albert's website at www.stalbert.ca/annexation, the release said.